Well, there's some things you can depend on, and you can depend on WJR letting you know when our partners are doing something good for the community, and this continues all the time with our partners at Buddy's Pizza. And this coming Monday, these creators of the original and most awarded Detroit-style pizza, which I love, will host their 50th annual Slice for Life fundraiser to support Capuchin Soup Kitchen, once again donating 20% of dine-in and carry-out sales from all locations statewide to its longest-standing charitable partner. We are thrilled to say hello and meet for the first time Juan Rojas, who is the new CEO of Buddy's Pizza. Juan, I look forward to meeting you in person and sharing some pizza with you.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Really happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And, of course, our old friend, Brother Gary Wegner, the executive director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, which this radio station has been helpful to for a number of years as well. Brother Gary, God bless you. I hope things are going well.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Paul. And it's great to be talking to you and about this incredibly long relationship that we've had with Buddy's Pizza.
And tell me, in your own words, because you can do it far better than anyone else, how important this is that Buddy's continues to do this. How important it is that you get this money and how you put this money to good use.
Well, you know, I met Juan yesterday for the first time at the original Buddy's on Conant. Always good to meet people over pizza. And I was sharing with him, besides the finances, the money that it has made over the years, which I think is something like $4 million over the 50 years, that has obviously helped us to do an awful lot of good. It also helps us with just people getting to know about the ministry. You know, Paul, you can talk, you can advertise, and there's still people you don't reach till you reach them. And some people are reached by going to Buddy's.
And, isn't that the truth? And I never really thought about the fact that they might be introduced to Capuchin Soup Kitchen for the very first time. It never even occurs to me because, you know, we're immersed in this. But that's you're right. There's many times there is no way to reach everybody, and this kind of helps you reach a lot more people.
It's really true. I spend, and a number of other friars, I spend pretty much the whole day going to different Buddy's and talking to people. And, you know, a lot of the people are there because they knew it's the Buddy's Slice for Life with the Capuchins, and that's why they go. And then there's people who, when I come up to them, they had no idea. They were just there for pizza.
Wow.
And
well,
I was able to talk to them about it.
And isn't that great that you travel around and understand that? I'm not surprised. You are Brother Gary Wegner, the executive director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, for a reason. And reaching the 50th year of Slice for Life is a truly remarkable testament to the compassion and generosity of Buddy's Pizza and, of course, the people of our community, even when the new guy comes on board, and that's the new guy who's on the other end of our line right now, Buddy's Pizza's new CEO, Juan Rojas. And I want to get to know you a little bit. We aren't going to spend a lot of time on that. We'll do it another time. But I do want to know what some of your focus is going to be now as the new CEO, Juan.
Yes, sir. So, Paul, one of the things I just wanted to add, it's Monday the 27th is the Slice for Life event in our restaurants. So the 27th of April. And the focus for us, first and foremost, is quality, consistency of our product. You know, this brand has been here for 80 years. It was here before I was here, and it hopefully will be here long after I'm not. So the way I see it, the way we see it, is we're stewards of this great brand for as long as they'll have me and as long as we're able to add value. One of the things that we really talk about internally, especially over the last 2 weeks, is just the noble endeavor that is to feed people and what it means to people to come to a restaurant, sit as a family, and either, you know, bond, celebrate things like Mother's Day that's coming up. And it's just one of those noble endeavors that everyone needs, and it just sparks different feelings in people. And in that sense, Very similar to what the folks over at the Capuchin Soup Kitchen are doing, Brother Gary, Brother Tim, that we met yesterday. And it's just so aligned. My favorite thing about it, Paul, is that this partnership came about from the team at 6 Mile 50 years ago, wanting to do something different. And it's lasted 50 years, 5 decades, uncounted amounts of people coming in and out, CEOs, owners. But this remains true. It remains true because it's important to us. It's important to the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, the Capuchin folks, and it's important to Detroit. So we're looking forward to continuing to do more of that. In the short term, especially, Paul, quality and consistency. We want people to be proud of the brand, and we want to take back our crown as the undisputed best Detroit-style pizza in the world.
Definitely. We look forward to further conversations. I know it didn't take you long, along with your wife, Brandy. It didn't take you long to figure out this is the kind of restaurant you can take your family, and when family comes into town, you can take them, too, for something that's very, very special. Don't forget. 50 years of Pizza with a Purpose coming up this Monday, April 27th. Buddy's Pizza's annual Slice for Life. As we continue in focus on WJR.